Time now for Fisherman's Forecast, brought to you by the Gloucester House Restaurant, 63 Rogers Street in Gloucester, along with the Blue Collar Lobster Company, with Gloucester football coach Tony Zerilli. And coach, here it is. This is it. Lynn Classical again. I think this is the third or fourth year in a row you guys have to open up with him.
Yeah, and the funny thing is you look at your schedule and you're like, wow, there's so much football before the first week of the season, and then before you know it, it's upon you, and you're scrambling to get things in and make sure we know what we're supposed to be doing, make sure we know our assignments. So, you know, we'll be working a lot this week, getting the right people in the right spot, and hopefully it works out well for us.
Well, 3 weeks have gone by so quickly, and I don't know, what have you learned? Are there questions that have been answered so far?
Yeah, I mean, we've definitely answered some questions. We have pretty much a younger team this year. We graduated a lot of seniors last year, so we came in looking for some young kids to really step up and step into some important roles. And I think we found some along the offense and along the defensive side, and some of these, you know, these upperclassmen are really stepping into a more of a leadership role, which is nice to see. So it's a work in progress, but we're going to continue to work at it and continue to make progress on it.
What do you do in scrimmages, and how many have you had? Give me a little summary on how the scrimmages have gone.
Yeah, for the last couple of years, we've only had two scrimmages. We scrimmage usually the Wednesday and the Saturday before the first week. I know a lot of teams scrimmage the Saturday prior to that, and they get three in. We just find that, you know, we really work our kids hard, and putting them in three scrimmages tends to wear on them. So we go with two, and, you know, we look for progress in each. And I think what happened, you know, we got into Triton. We'd never seen Triton before. It's the first time we'd scrimmage them. We usually go up to Chelmsford and do, like, a quad scrimmage. So it's the first time seeing them. So I think offensively, we played really well in that scrimmage. I think defensively, we found where we were lacking and where we were making a lot of mistakes, and we were able to come back and correct a lot of those. I thought against Peabody this week, Peabody is a big, tough team, and I thought we played a lot tougher defensively. There's still, you know, breakdowns, which there always will be, and those are the things we'll be correcting this week. And offensively, I thought we moved the ball well. You know, the Peabody scrimmage is always tough because it's only, you know, 5 days before your next game, right? So you got to really be careful with who you're playing, how much you're playing them. So, you know, we played a lot of our twos a lot and a lot of our threes, and we really held off on a lot of the reps with the ones because we kind of know what some of these kids can do. Mm-hmm. Peabody's kind of to fill out the depth chart, and if you still have questions on the ones, especially on the offensive line, really make them work for it.
What'd you get out of the clinic that you had before the actual practices began, I believe, with two other schools, Manchester, I can't remember the other one, but what'd you guys get out of that one?
Yeah, Northeast Regional Tech. It was, it's probably the best thing we've ever done, you know. We've never done anything like that, and you always hear these other teams. I know, you know, Beverly and Marblehead, they always have, it used to be High School Player Development, H, whatever the abbreviation was, but that never suited us because, you know, the offenses that they talk about doing, there's a lot of spread stuff and a lot of different types of stuff, so in the offseason, I actually met with Coach Ayers at Northeast Regional Tech quite a bit, and we talked about doing a wing T clinic where we just taught wing T stuff. We just put in the first couple of plays in each series, and with the Manchester coach coming over, we just kind of reached out to him because we knew he was coming over from Beverly. We knew he ran the wing T, so Jeff decided, you know, he'd come on board as well, so we got three teams. It was supposed to be four. Couldn't find a fourth team. Maybe next year we'll get a fourth team down here. But it gives you 3 days to install your system and really work on the fundamentals with these kids, and that's really what it's about. It's about working fundamentals, not only with your players, but with players from three different schools. It also helped my coaches, I thought. I thought a big part of it was getting my coaches to see what other coaches taught, how other coaches taught, how they coached it. And I say taught because it is. You're teaching them, right? You're not coaching them at that point. So it's a lot of teaching, a lot of and it's good to see other coaches and their mentality and how they run things.
This is your fifth year now?
As head coach?
Six years. Okay. You seem a little more relaxed, and I'm just wondering, in preparation, you got all this preseason preparation, I'm sure, for it begins after Thanksgiving. Yep. And how much different is it for you now, Tony, in terms of, I don't know, stress, in terms of throwing stuff away, bringing new stuff in? What's that like for you?
Well, to be honest with you, I think when I first started my first 2 years, I made a lot of mistakes. I tried to do a lot on my own, and I feel like now we've had a coaching staff that's been pretty consistent for the last 3 or 4 years, and I rely on them a lot. I rely on them a lot defensively. I rely on them a lot on special teams, and I think finally it's come to the point where, you know, I feel like I don't need to do it all, and I shouldn't have felt that way in the past, but I feel like, you know, a new coach, sure, you feel like you want your hand in everything, and when you have your hand in everything, you don't master anything. So I try to really, you know, push work to these other guys, and they've really stepped up, and I'm really, really excited. I got a young coaching staff. They're working hard. They're working at it, and, you know, they need a little guidance, but that's what the head coach is for.
Well, prior to the first game of the season, we generally ask our head coaches about their staff. Can you name the guys you have?
Yeah, Coach Anderson, former player, he's running the defense this year, kind of taking it over. He started, you know, this winter. He does all the weight room stuff, and he really got interested in the defense, and I asked him just to take the lead defense coordinator. So that's Coach Anderson. Coach Walsh is a longtime coach. Been with us. I mean, he coached me when I was here. He, you know, started in the 80s, I think, here, and he's back this year helping out with the defense, coaching linebackers. Coach Ladoff coaches the secondary. He's been with me for a while. You know, he's another one that has been here a long time, was one of my coaches. Coach Fosbury has really taken over the special teams. He coaches the D-line. He's a hard worker. He's been with me since the beginning. Him and Coach Anderson were my freshman coaches when I first started as head coach, and they've moved their way up the ranks. We have two coaches at the freshman level, Coach Lepresti and Coach Avila. Coach Lepresti, a former head coach in Malden, and Coach Avila was a former player here, quarterback on the 2010 Super Bowl team. And then, you know, I got volunteers, and the staff doesn't work without volunteers who just come in every day and bust their butt. You know, Coach Stewart, is indispensable. He's a former quarterback here, knows the offense better than most people. You know, him and I go back and forth on the offensive plays, play calling. He's indispensable. I got Coach Smith, former running back for us, coming back. I got Coach DeMaio, who was a split end, former captain. I got my brother, Coach Durilli, who will help out with the offensive line. Oh, man, I'm probably missing somebody. Coach Galan helps us. I got a lot of coaches that come, you know, and help out, you know, but it's good. They each have their own message to send. They each see things a little bit differently, which really helps.
All right, a couple more quick questions. I know it's, you know, we haven't even played a game yet, but maybe you could mention your captains.
Yep, Nate Young, who's our quarterback, safety, good, well-rounded kid. He's in Docksiders. He plays basketball. He plays baseball. He's just a good, well-rounded athlete. Christian Sanfilippo, who's our running back, returning running back from last year. He's the first junior to ever rush over 1,000 yards for Gloucester. Jermaine Edwards, who's our fullback, middle linebacker. Just a good, solid kid, good, solid football player. And Eric Cameron, who is our split end outside linebacker, who actually played a lot both ways for us last year. He's one of the only kind of returning two-way starters for us, coming back from last year's team.
Christian Sanfilippo was not a starter last year in the first couple of games. What did he do to impress you, Tony? Because he just took off after that.
Yeah, that was my mistake. It was actually started his sophomore year. You know, we started getting him a lot of reps his sophomore year towards the end of the season, and impressed me right away. He runs low to the ground, tough to tackle, hits the hole hard. As soon as he gets his shoulders north and south, he's gone. You know, and he's deceptively fast for his size. You know, he gets into that open field and he can really pull away from people. So he's just a good ball carrier, good runner. He blocks well, and that's something we're looking for him to do a little bit better this year, is really block for his other guys, and he's doing it. He's really showing me that he can block on ISO, he can block down on sweeps, he can do a lot of the things in catching the ball out of the backfield. That was really his weakness last year. He's worked on it all summer, and he's really catching the ball well.
Finally, Coach Tim Phelps, Lynn Classical, big game. Always a great game between Classical and Gloucester, no matter what division who is in.
Yep. It's always a battle. Always a battle. And I told my guys, you got to be ready for it. It's going to be physical. It's going to be nasty. It's going to be hard. You're going to be sore after the game. Probably not going to want to walk. But they always come to play. They're big again. You know, their line's huge. And they, you know, they put these little, you know, quick backs behind it, and they're hard to find. So they switched their offense around, I guess, again this year. You know, they went more spread last year. Now they're back to the old school pound the football, similar to what PBD runs with their I formation, similar to what we run with the wing T. You know, they're going to pound the ball, pound the ball, pound the ball, and then hopefully catch you sleeping on a pass.
All right, good luck, Coach.
Thank you.
Gloucester Coach Tony Zerilli with Fisherman's Forecast, brought to you by the Gloucester House Restaurant. I'm Rick Moore.